3325.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
A little food for thought. Yesterday, me and Jake were talking to Michael Reagan, the son of Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, yesterday. And the topic of a presidential candidate came up, and Donald Trump's came up, just like at last week's Tea Party. Hey, Bradley, what do you think of Donald Trump? And I thought it was interesting that it came up twice, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. I don't know why people like to ask me what I think of Donald Trump, but let me give you my thoughts. Donald Trump, listen carefully, shows you America as to how weak and immoral you have become. If he is a serious candidate for this country, he shows you to your face how weak America has become. It shows you how far the American people have fallen. For example, The American people seem to care more about the finances than their morality. Their standing or their position before a just and holy God, of course they forget that they'll have to answer before God on that final day, like it or not. Again, listen carefully. Donald Trump might be successful, but let me tell you where his success comes from. It's called the bank. It's called the line of credit, America. You, America, have financial problems in this country because you have immoral men and women running our financial institutions. If your salvation is to be found in businessmen, you might want to rethink your position. That would be really wise on your part to do, if, of course, you're a Donald Trump fan. A bankrupt America is the fruit of a morally corrupt people. Here, I'll say that again, real slow. If your salvation is to be found in a businessman or a woman, you might want to rethink your position, because America is bankrupt, shows forth the fruit of a morally corrupt people. You're looking for the right answers by looking at the wrong resources. You're looking for the right answers, but you're looking at the wrong resources. You're asking the wrong questions, and therefore, because you're being asked the wrong questions, the candidate, therefore, doesn't have to give you the right answers. Although that's your intent, is looking for the right answers. Is that confusing? I'm just trying to show you how much of an intellectual giant I really am. If a man does not know how to tell the truth, America, what do you call him? I would hope you would say that he's a liar. When a woman or a man steals, what do you call that person that steals? I hope that you'd call that person a thief. Let me ask you something else. How many of these people, them that serve you, need to lie and to steal from you before you figure out that finances are the problem in America because of them that lie and steal do not know how to tell the truth. We have a financial problem because we have a moral problem. Liars and thieves are your problems, not your finances. That's secondary to their morality. If you get more finances to fix our moral problems, then you give more money to them that have already lied and stolen from you in the first place. And by the way, that's exactly what this administration is doing by raising the debt ceiling. America, you just have to think as to what's going on here. They say, let's raise the debt ceiling so we can have more to steal. And at length, that's exactly what they're doing and saying. If these that serve you do not obey God, folks, then what makes you think that they're going to obey we the people? Just food for thought. It's when America had forgotten about the God that bestowed the rights that we have upon us. It's when you forgot about the God that bestowed upon you this country. You know, God bless America. God has shed his grace upon thee. Remember that guy? I speak as a man. But it's when we forgot about the God that gave us this country, America, is when our chains began to be forged. How foolish. Listen to what James Garfield, and might I say, not only President James Garfield, but Reverend James Garfield, the 20th President of the United States, stated in 1877. Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, the church, and the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. Let me tell you what Charles Carroll said. Without morals, a republic cannot subsist in any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. So, therefore, for a free government to endure, we must be a moral people, just like John Adams said as well. By the way, Charles Carroll was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. America, you need to understand that the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interest. Talking about Donald Trump. It says in Exodus 18:21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, and hating covetousness. So if we want to fix our country, the first thing we want to do is turn back to the God that gave it to us. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. It's the hardest thing to do when you're a prideful, ignorant individual. But it's the easiest thing to do if you have a faith as a child to repent for your sins before God. And then about that time, we can start looking for a presidential candidate that makes more sense. I'll get back to this thought after this break. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show...
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0 0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, we already got the lines lit up, and we have not even given you the number, so we appreciate that. 1-866-233-0747. I guess it just exemplifies how cool we really to somebody.
The ultimate coolness.
Yeah. Well, anyways, listen to what Abraham Lincoln said in 1863. Thanksgiving Proclamation. He said this, he said, "We have forgotten God, we have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us, and we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom. Give me a stinking break." The intellectuals are the problem, folks. I go on. "The blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us." And how true. Far be it from us to be backwards when it comes time to praise the Lord that gave us what we have, America. Like it or not, we are one nation under God, and I know 99.9% of you agree with me. Amen.
I hear the amens.
Amen. So let me call on. You know, the other thing, too, is I didn't start my intro, but we're going to just jump into calls right quick here because we got the lines lit up. So we'll take Scott in Wisconsin. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Borrower slave to the lender, right?
Yep. Oh, this is, hey, Hey, those are some good guys, Scott. Just,
yeah,
just
upright,
watch,
moral.
Watch how you talk about those guys, Scott. It's just, please show due respect.
Scott's like, is
I mean,
serious?
We know Geithner didn't pay his taxes. We know Ben Bernanke's telling us the truth. What's your problem, Scott?
Yeah. They go to church, right?
Yeah, I think so. At least they told us so.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
Back to China. Scott, can I say something really quick? You're talking about the Federal Reserve, and there's a lot of different talk going on right now, and I'm glad it's being talked about, as a matter of fact. The borrower is slave to the lender, and just as Bradley brought up in the first hour, the first segment, morality is attached to these things. If you're an immoral person, you will lie, you will cheat, you will print, you will lie some more just to cover your tail to get through it. I'm reminded of actually a quote written by Mr. Samuel Adams. And he said, shame on the men who can court exemption from present trouble and expense at the price of their own posterity's liberty. So in other words, because they're refusing to hit these issues head on, and the reason they refuse is because of immorality. The answer in lies with ourselves, Scott. The answer in lies with Americans for what they allow or what they tolerate. China is not our problem. America's our problem. We clean up our household here. We still have all of this stuff in our direction and in our power to make correct and make right. But I do appreciate you bringing up the comment, but it further substantiates what Bradley was talking about.
That's the problem.
Morality is attached to this.
We don't have a problem with foreign nations. Our problem is we haven't taken responsibility for our sins before God.
Yep.
We think we're going to keep doing what we're doing and we're going to keep getting the same results.
That's right.
By replacing tyranny with another tyrant. Yep. You got another thing coming.
Yep.
This is God's judgment upon this nation, like it or not.
Yep.
People, open up your eyes. As God said, if you turn from me, I will turn from you. And I'm going to read a little of this later on, but you have to open up your eyes. It really is that simple. And God promised that this was coming down the line if we continuously ignored him. And look at how merciful God is. How many decades has he turned his back in his mercy and let us go on and go on and go on? Now we're to the point where we're aborting babies. Now we're to the point where people are just becoming resolvent with the fact that it's okay for men to marry men. Now we're becoming to a resolve that it's okay for the President of the United States to call us a Muslim nation, attack our foundations, demoralize us, and try to overthrow our Constitution. What's the problem? The problem isn't a foreign nation, America. The problem is you, like it or not. And every time we get callers calling in on this radio show, it's always China, it's always Russia, it's always Muslim nations. No, they're not the problem. We're the problem. God is allowing those things to chastise and to judge America so we'll open up our eyes. We are still here right now talking about these very things because God is a merciful God, but his mercy right now is in the fact that, listen, you hear the hissing of a foreign enemy. I'm telling you that for the very purpose that you better get it right with me, because if not, all is gone. All is gone, and that's the bottom line. We got Steve in Las Vegas. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, good afternoon, sons.
Hello, Steve.
Wow. I now I've got two more things I have to mention, if you'll
allow. You've been writing on notes, huh?
Wow, what a great call. I'm glad he called in. I've been studying the monetary issue since 88 when I was introduced to the Federal Reserve. I just graduated from law school. And Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz was running for president. He had a room with 300 people. He introduced us all to the Federal Reserve System. I said, why didn't they explain that to me in high school or college or law school? I just recently came across a gentleman named Tom Woods. I don't know if you all have heard of him. He's under the website TomWoods.com. He was a special guest on Peter Schiff's show on GCN. He's written a book called Rollback. April 24th, Bill Still, who made the documentary or the book Money Masters, was on. April 24th, I believe it was the second hour. Just check at the start of the archives, and you'll find it. He's just come out with
Steve,
a book.
Steve, can I ask you a question? What is the source, when you're talking about the Federal Reserve, we need to talk about what the source is that created that. Because there is a lot of contention around this issue. And what we want to stick to on the Sons of Liberty is the morality that created a system like that. We've got to address, not the branch. This is a branch. Now, it's true that we have to keep it out there. We've got to address the root of this issue. Is it not the immorality of a nation to create a system like that? It's our immorality.
Definitely.
So
yeah.
Pointing the finger back in, these big, bad Federal Reserve guys, and they are, I agree completely, but it's big, non-moving, passive America that has allowed that in their own immorality.
I got a question for you really quick, Steve. And I ask you as a friend, and I appreciate your phone call. I really do. It's a provocative thought. How long have we had problems with the Federal Reserve?
Since December 23rd, 1913.
Right. Okay, so the problems began then when the American people went to sleep. Now, see, it sounds like scripture to me, because the Bible says that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. And what's been going on in our country for almost 100 years is the American people are just going to sleep thinking that someone else is going to fix the problem, and we keep going backwards further and further and further and further. And what are we sliding away from? What are we falling asleep? What are we dreaming ourselves away from? The God that established, that's exactly right. And that's what we want to establish in this country. Listen, oppressive governments and oppressive regimes will not survive a people that know judgment. They will never, they'll dissipate. They'll dissipate in the wind. The answer is not just to hear the problems 24/7 like we hear on the radio all the time. The answer lies within the fact that we obey God's commandments and deal with the oppressors.
Deal with them, that's right.
We have to, the American people have to rise up and deal with the oppressors, the liars, the thieves. We can talk all we want, but until we deal with them, we're only encouraging them to do what they do and what they've been doing for almost 100 years.
You almost act as a promotion or an advertisement agency for them when we don't act on it. And Roger Winthrop brought up a point. He was a Speaker of the House, one of the greatest orators in the House. He said if we do not obey God's Ten Commandments, we'll end up having to obey man's 10,000 commandments. This is really too simple, but this is, in essence, what it is. If we don't obey that great moral law, that conduct code that protects our liberties, don't expect to have any liberties. I was at a rally this morning, and I had an opportunity to speak to the crowd, and I thank the Lord Jesus Christ at the beginning of this, because God, and without God, there would be no point for us getting together. There would be no liberties that we can bring forth into America and that we can keep here. God bred, 100%, that's where they come from. And that's our answer, is staying moral and upright before Him and before our Creator that gave us these liberties.
Thanks for the call, Steve. We appreciate that. We got a couple more calls, but folks, we got to take a quick break. What we're trying to establish here on the Sons of Liberty is what is the answer? Because everybody in America knows what the problem is. But the bottom line is, do we know what the answer is? We do on the Sons of Liberty, and every Christian in this country should be pointing their finger back to the one that does have the answers. Patrick Henry said, it's when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol. This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, you guys got all over me on our first segment here, and we're picking up these calls, and I'm going to continue on with these calls, and then I'm going to get back to topic. But firstly, folks, this is how simple it really is. See, people have been so religiousized. Now, if I'm saying religiousized, I mean if I was in a black church, I'd all be saying hallelujah, amen.
No
brother.
Religion, brother.
Okay, now, in all sincerity, people think that when I invoke the word of God like it's a myth or a byword or a proverb or
one of those.
What's
okay.
the deal? Yeah, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is what we've gotten away from since the 60s.
This is the answer.
See, when free love came about and a false grace came about, they said goodbye to the God that gave us what we have.
That's right.
See, you've been brainwashed. You've been doused. You've been dummied down.
Stupefied.
Stupefied. Hallelujah.
Well.
Here we go. 2 Chronicles 7:19. But if you turn away, America, and forsake my statutes and my commandments, not suggestions, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, a god to create your own sins, a god that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, doing what you want to do. In other words, a god that looks just like you. Then the Lord said in verse 20, then will I pluck them out by the roots out of my land, which I have given them. In this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. Folks, America, you are called to be the light on top of the city. There's no question about that. But you have foreign countries trying to figure out why you're swaying to the left and swaying to the right. It's because you've forgotten where you've come from. And you forgot to call upon your daddy. And I understand over the last 4 and 5 generations, we get it. I get it. We've been lied to in every sense of the word. We've been desensitized. We've been indoctrinated. We've been told everything but what the facts are. We've had revisionists tell us what our history is, when in fact it's not our history at all. And folks, it's as easy as listening to what I just got done telling you. He is there, but you're going to have to ask him all by yourself with no one around and ask in the name of Jesus. And then I want you to call me and tell me how he answered you. But I guarantee you this, when he does answer, he's going to show you what your duty is, because it's not about you, it's about the people. Let's get back to our phone calls. We got Don in the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead with your question or comment, sir.
Thank you. I think that Donald Trump is nothing but a spoiler that's been hired by the Democratic liberals to spoil the election for the conservatives.
So let me ask you, Don, respectfully, where is the answer then? Is it in the Republican Party? Is it in the Independent Party? Where's our answers to be found?
In the conservatives.
Okay.
No matter whether it's a Democrat conservative or a Republican conservative, they have to be conservative. They have to save this nation. That's what conservatism is.
Yep, and that relies with the people. Therein lies our issue again. It goes back to the people. Because no one man can actually save this nation. It's us as people. And us as people won't tolerate one man that lies, cheats, and steals from us and tyrannizes us. So this gets to come right back down to us again. Not those dirty, nasty old Democrats playing games with the voters booth, and not those terrible Republicans that want to kill everybody and hate women and hate children and everything like that. How about somebody who will just call a spade, that will have the courage not to be afraid of their values, not to be afraid of their faith, not to be afraid of the law.
Need to hear, instead of just dancing around the issues and generalizing everything he might have to say.
Yep.
Don, the question I have for you is, how many constitutions do we have, sir?
I have no idea.
We have one constitution. We have one.
One constitution,
so the problem
yes,
is,
but I have no idea how many different rules and laws there is to it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I should have reworded it a different way. I'm just simply asking. There's not the Democrats, the Republicans, the Independents.
Yeah, they don't get to write their own.
That's right. We have one constitution, and everybody should be abiding by the same constitution. The left, the right, the Independents, the conservatives. We should all be abiding by the same laws and the embodiment of that constitution. We shouldn't get outside of it. See, we can have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles, and the problem is we're not all rooted in the same principles. That's the problem, Don. And America has to understand that the responsibility of what's going on in their government is only of a reflection of what they've allowed them to become, because our government is a reflection of who we are, Don.
The liberals have sold us out, just like they had sold their own mothers and their daughters and their sons.
Okay, but who's buying?
That's right.
See, when somebody's selling, somebody's got to buy, Don. When somebody's selling, somebody has to buy. If there was no buyers, you couldn't sell us jack. So, again, the problem is in the buyers. Who's buying right now? Here's what I would like to say.
It's more of what's allowed, Jake, than what, you know, the Bible tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. It doesn't say buy the lie and let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says it just the exact opposite. The American people have forgotten their responsibility. And I'm not saying all, but I'm saying a good portion of them, because we do tea parties all the time. And the thing that we're always looking for, Don, is footmen. We're looking for people to do more than what they say. We're looking for people to actually do what they say.
Yeah.
We're looking for people that are looking at their country as their own responsibility as individuals to fix the problems that are in governments. That's what we're looking for. And that's what we're doing. And, Don, if we don't get a hold of that as a people, we're going to go down in history as a whole mess of fools.
Well, the liberals have become nothing but public political whores. That's all they are.
Okay, let me say this again, though. Let me say this. Okay, I understand what I'm dealing with here, Don, but you got to understand something. There's a left in America because the right has allowed the left to exist.
That's correct.
Yep. Thank you. I think we're on the same page. Good for you, Donald. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show, thank you for your call, Donald. The number is 1-866-233-0747. The beauty of this program is that people have to realize that it's our responsibility to right the wrongs. America, me and Jake on this show realize every day, every hour, every minute of our lives, that where there's problems that we call out and bring to the light, we have to be the answer to bring We have to be the right to right that wrong. We have to be the answer to that problem, and we need to right those wrongs when we see those problems. So we don't have a problem with the left. We don't have a problem with them whack jobs. We don't have a problem with them burnt, stinking hippies.
That's right.
I agree. I agree with every one of you. But, folks, we got it. And the other thing, too, is let's not get ourselves into a position of hopelessness. It's amazing how when you're doing the stuff, when you're doing the works, when you're doing the commandments of the Lord because you love him, it's amazing how things work out.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Mm-hmm. They first seem to be impossible, but they end up to be difficult. And at the very end of the day, you know what? They become possible.
That's right. It's done. And it's then you've got another thing you got to start that's going to be impossible, then difficult, then done. Two things I want to bring up. Due to the moral unwavering men, there is a standard that's being set throughout America that people are attaining to right now. Number two, I want to say this is not easy work, working for liberty. We had a premiere event with our movie My War, folks, mywarfilm.com. That's where you can see the trailer. We've got a documentary. A man asked us, so how do we get into the public schools? How do we get into the education and things like that? And Bradley just turned to this guy and said, whose schools are they? He was expecting like this simple, here you go, follow the directions, download it off the internet, and then you can get in the schools. And
or we can blame somebody else for the problem.
So whose schools are they? That puts us back to our duty and our responsibility. We come watch a nice film, we get pumped up, we learn new facts, but now we've got to apply. You've got to consistently apply. And I've also found this, the more you consistently apply the answer, the less you talk about the problem because you're just not tolerating it. You're on your way looking for fruit, you're on your way for looking for resolve, and you just don't have time to talk about these old issues. And people, it's contagious. As Thomas Jefferson wrote to many of his friends, he said, liberty is contagious. It's catching on. It was catching on throughout the world as America was establishing its constitution here in America. And the same thing's happening right now.
And let's put things into perspective, just so we can get this out of the way before we get more callers, and we got some more here. Politicians are not the standard.
No way.
Jesus Christ is the standard. The resurrected Christ is the standard. Abigail Adams rightly said, true honor is on the battlefield. Let me say that again. True honor is on the battlefield. See, wives, all you women that listen to Bradley and the other guy here, this is why your husband keeps turning the radio station. I don't want to listen to that guy. He bothers me. No, of course I bother you because I'm a provocateur. I'm showing your wife what a real man is, and that's just gotta nag on you, doesn't it?
Especially when you want to go ice fishing.
Honey, I just don't want to hear that. I want to go out in the lake and go fishing today.
I gotta go golfing, honey.
I want to go waste the whole weekend and spend hundreds of dollars at Cabela's or some sporting goods stores and catch a couple sunnies.
I'm gonna go hunting.
I don't want to hear that, Bradley, because I'll tell you what. You know what? I can hear men out there right now. You keep listening to that man, and I'm going to go get me some new pink booties.
Some pink booties.
If you keep
some
listening to that, man, I don't know what to say. I'm going to have to go to the gym and lift weights.
And get an earring.
I might really have to do something about what's going on.
Oh, no.
Men in America.
Come on. Doing something.
Hallelujah.
I want to hear it.
You'll hear it now.
Reach it, brother.
And the thing is true honor is on the battlefield. It really is. There is no life outside of the battlefield. If you have not found something to die for, it's because you found nothing to live for. You found nothing to live for because you found nothing to die for, and that is the cross of Jesus Christ.
You find your life exactly where you lose it, and that's where you're going to find it. That's the true life, and it's in persistence. It's in diligence. It's not a one-time-a-week type of thing, folks. Now, these aren't hard words for those who truly love. You know, it's really easy to decipher those that love liberty because, again, we do a lot of events. So those that love liberty, they all cheer about liberty, and then we say, okay, so what are we going to do? Let's go do something now. Oh, well, I'm busy. Oh, I've got the kids.
Yep,
we're super busy.
Oh,
my schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And then you call him on the cell phone.
On, yeah.
So where are you at? Well, I was just teeing off.
Yeah, you know,
I don't mean to convict some weak-minded constitutions out there.
Let's pick on some hog boys for a minute.
Oh,
I told my wife
boys.
This week. Isn't it interesting? You get these little dweebs is really what they are. They shave the top of their heads and they grow a two-man chew on their face. And they put an earring in their left ear. They're about 60 pounds overweight.
And they got a Harley?
Yep, they got a Harley. Because they want everybody to be afraid of them. And a lot of them, by the way, are sweethearts.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true.
But in essence, why do they got to go get the Harley? Why don't they get off the Harley, do the stuff, and everybody will know them by their fruits rather than the bike they drive or the stickers they might have on their little 4x4?
I was going to say that. Stand for liberty. Don't put a bumper sticker on for it. Stand for it. Walk it out.
Fight for it. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break taking these phone calls. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, I feel hog-tied.
Somebody tied this
like
man
like a bunch
up
of nestle hens that just can't get out of the chicken coop. Folks, I'm not even on my topic. I mean, you guys have just jumped all over us. This is good. You're spoiling my radio show. You're spoiling it, I'm telling you.
Thank you, America. We appreciate
But I always say it's your radio show. Folks, I do want you to check us out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We're also on
There's
Twitter.
There's our intro.
Twitter, Facebook. You want to check out some good tweets? I've been following these tweets. B. Dean My War. B. Dean My War is Bradley's Twitter.
Cool.
And you can also go to Constitution JM. We'll just feed you little nuggets every single day. That's what's been going on, and they're awesome nuggets.
Yeah, the response is skyrocketing. We appreciate that, folks. Also, if you've seen us on Channel 23 from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., I appreciate you looking on. Last week after we aired our first show, actually 2 weeks ago, we got 9,000 hits on our website within 2 days. So that means a whole lot of people are watching the television program. We promised America we were going to air it, and we are airing it. So we got 7 more weeks to go on that radio program in the state of Minnesota on, I'm sorry, television program on Channel 23 from 12 to 1 p.m. If you'd also like to look at the trailer, please do MyWarFilm.com, MyWarFilm.com. And next week, it's going to be just as hot as it was this week and just as good as it was last week. And by the way, we also did a tea party in Minnesota again, and we sold that one out again as well with all of us.
That's right.
And, folks, people are just responding. They're looking. Leadership is this, folks. Respond to the truth given. That's where your hope is, too. That's where your hope is. Hope in Christ, the Christ that's in you. When I give you the truth, you respond to the truth by going forth and bringing resolve in your country. That's what brings about peace and resolve in our country. Yep. You get the point. Yep. We got Steve in Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
I'm doing good. How are you, man? Hey, Stephen's my name. Stephen.
I've come to the right place.
Hey, do you know William Wallace, Stephen?
What's that?
Boy, you guys call in, you guys got to lighten up a little bit.
Do you know William Wallace?
Did someone not get their coffee this morning, Steve?
I apologize, guys. I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I just wanted to say this. You know, one of the reason people are getting confused about what to do is because, like me and many others, have been confused by this left-right paradigm.
Yeah.
You know, like back in the day when Don King used to own both fighters, he didn't care who won.
That's right.
Because he won either way. The same global powers own George Bush and Barack Obama,
right,
all the way back as far as you can think, and they don't know what to do because they're sold down the river on both sides of the aisle. But I tell you what the answer is. You asked earlier, what's the answer? The answer is the guy that hasn't sold out to the globalists, the guy that is going to stand strong and not be deceived. But we all know who belong to Christ, who the power is, because our battle is not of flesh and blood; it's of spirit, and we know the puppet master.
Amen.
And Ron Paul has not been deceived by the puppet master or the globalist. He's the answer to start with, not the answer. We know the answer is Jesus Christ, but the start is Ron Paul.
And I agree to you to a certain point, and I totally get what you're saying. So when I say I agree, I want everybody to understand: first Christ, then the candidate, and then first and foremost, after that, we the people hold the candidate's feet to the fire, and we got our country back.
You got it.
And
I think that's the best progression
here,
right
here
there.
Here nor there. We have talked to Ron Paul before.
He's been on the show.
And he's a really cool guy. And we've asked him some questions more off air than on air. And you know what? He said we need to just give the government back to the people and get government out of the way. And he's exactly right. They need to bring forth their operation. They have two purposes, not 2,000
right.
or 10,000. So we need to get back to those two purposes.
Yep, and pulling out the ignorance of people, because that's the only way where they can operate in their 2,000 positions that they've created now. But what I appreciated about him, well, one of the major things I appreciated about him, is last time he was campaigning, he said, listen, I'm not here to tell you what I'm going to do for America.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what I'm not going to do for America.
Yeah.
And that's the type of president that we absolutely need. He's not supposed to do anything. He's just supposed to protect our rights. And the rest of it belongs to the states for the states to figure out. So to decentralize our federal government, I think, is a step in the absolute right direction. And I don't see him selling out to the puppet master, so that we can appreciate very much. Thank you for your call.
God bless you, Steve, too. There's an anointing on this, bro.
Yes.
And I just wanted to share with you, I'm in it with you, bro. So, again, we appreciate you calling in. We got Jim calling from Georgia.
Hey, Jim from Georgia.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, how are you guys doing, wild man?
You know what, people, I said to Jake on the break, I said people really pick up on the energy here. Folks, this is not like a fabricated 2 hours a day radio program with this much energy. You need to ask my wife, and she'll tell you this guy's like this all the time. I'm exercising in my sleep. She tells me I'm like
it's
doing
sit-ups.
Yeah,
it's
called being alive.
It's crazy.
That's right, it is.
I've had people call me Bionic Bradley before, and I didn't know what it was until I heard about the guy from the 70s and 80s. So, anyways,
awesome.
Thanks for calling, Jim.
Yes, sir. I'm so glad to hear you guys out there. You know, I've called in and we've spoken once before. I just, it was time for me to call again. One of the things we can do, you were talking about what we can do. Well, one of the things we can do that we all have to do, and if we all did it, we wouldn't have to worry about all of this, is walk in the truth and tell the truth.
That's right.
And I tell you what, I don't care if you're trying to sell something. Look, if it's a product and you got to lie about it, don't sell it.
Yes. That's right.
Just tell the truth.
Well, people are tired of it, and that's what has to happen again. And I don't mean to keep reverting to this, but America, you know, politicians know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is politicians wouldn't be lying if you were holding them to the truth that you were supposed to be telling.
To be honest with you, they don't know how to lie better than I know how to tell the truth.
Amen. That a
boy.
That a boy.
That's
right. Okay. I'm sorry. I stand
don't
corrected,
know how
sir.
I tell the lie before, better than I know how to tell the truth.
That a boy. You're an American, man. And, you know, not
well,
only
I mean,
just telling the Not only just telling
been,
the truth, but not tolerating anything but the truth.
Yeah. They don't know how to Jim, the thing is they don't know how to respond when you hold them to the truth. I mean, you want to see snakes squirm?
Yeah.
Get around the Sons of Liberty and politicians.
Yep. They quake in their boots when they see a guy like Jim from Georgia who knows the truth and is going to hold them accountable to the truth.
Now, if this was a black congregation, they'd be saying hallelujah.
There's the organ, baby.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It takes work, and sometimes... You know, when we go through, you know, uses, you know, vanity, and we go through our little time where we sow our oats, but then that time needs to go away.
And then we
have to learn how to tell the truth again. Well, there's some simple exercises you can put yourself through to learn again what the truth is. And all you have to do is kind of make a log. Okay, what did I do 10 minutes ago? Write down what you did. And keep doing that for a little while, and you'll get back into what is the truth. Of course, obviously, you have to read our Father's Word, be in contact with Him. But that's how you do it. If you have lost your way, and it's just because you don't try to learn how to tell the truth again.
You know,
and we all waver through our life at some point.
Well, Jim,
you got to come back.
There's a great analogy to this. A man sows a thought, he reaps an action. He sows an action, he reaps a habit. He sows a habit, he reaps a destiny. We just need to make sure we're reading from the right playbook, and that would be the Bible, which gave us common law, next to the Constitution next to it, which gives us our government. We have no issues. Problem solved. We sow these things on a daily basis, as our founders did, and we instruct our children in them. Problem solved. We've got a new country, and it can happen really quick. Don't got to do nothing new. Just got to restore that which is old.
That's right.
That's it.
I mean, I got several thoughts. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanseth us from all sins.
Simple.
That was the first thing He said. The second thing He said,
this is simple.
Talking about how we have to grow up. So we need to put off the things of a child and put on the things of a man.
That's right.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So what's the answer? You. Hello, America. It's you, not them. If you trust in a politician, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to say that again.
I got to think about that.
So do I.
I think it's good.
It's a terrible place for you to be when your brains are in someone else's head. See, we need heart guys serving we the people, not head guys. God speaks to the heart, not to the heads. We need veterans serving we the people because they already have. See, they know how to avoid war. They're not just willing to go ahead and take your kids at any time and throw your kids into a war. See what happened back in the day in our country, America, when we had heart guys? See, when there was a war that needed to be called up and everybody needed to go, it was the man that said that we needed to go to war. He was the first one to lead the way.
He's the general.
Now they just send your kids. You know how you stop war in America? Just food for thought. Yeah, tell them to send their kids first.
Oh, but
we have no problems with the kids. Just ask in Vietnam when the numbers started coming up in the House, the Senate, the Congress, when their kids' numbers started coming up, all of a sudden we need to stop this war.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah, it is.
We need to change our thoughts here.
America, you are the warriors. You are the hope as to how you respond to the word given to you by our Father, by Jim, as what Jim had said and conveyed to us. He was exactly right. Folks, can we get back to our radio show? I'm going to hit topic when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. First hour down, second hour on its way. Talk to you in 5 minutes.